Hi there. The word for you today is when conflict comes home. In Genesis 13 verse 8 we read, "Let there be no strife between you and me, for we are brothers." You know, family conflict can bring out the worst even in the best of us. It's true, isn't it? But conflict itself isn't the problem. Character is. Conflict just reveals what's important to us. Abram's priority was the family. Lot's priority was getting rich at all costs. Abraham's concern was harmony. Lot's concern was self-preservation. Abraham was driven by faith. Lot was driven by greed. Abraham was a giver. Lot was a taker. Big difference, huh? So watch how the story turned out. Number one, what should have happened? Well, what should have happened is the junior partner should have submitted to the senior partner, the follower deferring to the leader, the less spiritual acknowledging the more spiritual. But you know what? Lot failed miserably. Why? Because he was so self-centered. He failed miserably on all accounts. Number two, what could have happened? We've just considered what should have happened. Let's look at what could have happened. As the God-appointed leader, Abraham could have stepped in, assumed top dog status, and enforced his will. But he didn't. He could have been concerned about winning, but he wasn't. He could have called in his debts with Lot, but he refused to. Well, number three, what did happen? Well, here's what actually happened. First, Abraham elevated relationship above personal advantage. Second, he relinquished his rights to keep peace in the family. And third, he turned the other cheek and deferred to Lot. The greater gave way to the lesser. The stronger made allowance for the weaker. The mature showed mercy toward the immature. Did it make Abram a weaker man and Lot stronger? Did Abram lose and Lot win? No, absolutely not. God always has the last word. Do you want to know how Lot finished up? He lost everything except a handful of belongings when Sodom went up in smoke. Abraham, on the other hand, well, let me read it to you. Verse 14 and 15, God says, "Abraham looked northward and southward and eastward and westward. All the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever." Whoa, doing things God's way is the sure road to peace and prosperity.